Reading from Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, March 6, 2023, and it's going to be a Testimony Tuesday on Monday. I have one guest in the studio, Tom Cheshire, and another one out in sunny California. After having that winter storm, crazy weather here in Illinois, Dusty, I'm going to look forward to hearing about your circumstances there in California. But there's an Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference that's coming this Saturday, and I'm excited to get many men out to be a part of this. It's going to be a transformative weekend. We're going to praise God together. We're going to learn. And Tom is one of the organizers, coordinators. He's doing all the behind-the-scenes work to get men registered and coordinated and set up and situated. So I'm going to have Tom introduce a special speaker, Dusty Davis. He's going to be here this Saturday speaking and encouraging all of us men. I'm excited to hear more about Dusty's faith journey and life story. But Tom, you've been putting together a lot of details, speaking at churches. You've been already at an Irons Sharpens Irons Men's Conference in St. Louis. What do you hope gets accomplished before you introduce Dusty to our radio listening family?
I think it's exactly what we prayed before the broadcast. It's the idea that men will come, they will have an interaction with God in whatever way that looks like, divine appointment, whatever, however you want to cast that. Whether it's Dusty's keynote message, whether it's a breakout session, whether it's a conversation with someone that they came with to the conference, that God will intervene in their lives in such a way that they'll leave, one, changed, wanting to be a better man, be a better husband, better father, but also that they'll leave praising God, that they saw him today and he interacted with them today on a personal level to where they leave singing his praises and giving him the glory.
You know, I can say firsthand, all three of us prayed for this program. We prayed for the men throughout the area. We actually even prayed for the women to encourage their men or their son or their grandson or a male that they know maybe work with, because this is a conference that we really anticipate God doing some work in our lives. Now, how did you choose Dusty out of all the speakers you could have? Why Dusty to come to Illinois?
Yeah, so Dusty and I have a mutual mentor, if you will. His name's Kenny Luck, who you may have heard of, was the men's pastor at Saddleback for years, has also written a lot of books and curriculums. Kenny's invested in me personally, but also even the ministry, Relevant Practical Ministry for Men. And he is also a longtime mentor of Dusty. And so Kenny actually reached out to me and said, I've got this younger man who I've been walking alongside of, and I think he needs some exposure on the national platform. Would you be willing to? And so I called Dusty. I didn't immediately just say yes, even though you can trust Kenny.
Right.
But I called Dusty. We had a great conversation. There was a clear passion for men, just the things that you want these keynotes to come. Because what I share with all keynotes is I don't want you to dust off a Sunday morning sermon, take the she and the we out of it and just make it a man sermon. I want you to come and actually exhort the men with scripture for only men, knowing that that's only the audience that you're going to have in front of you. And so Dusty is going to do that. I have full confidence.
Dusty, what would you like us to know about yourself, some of your faith journey and your life experiences that may motivate some men to come because they not only want to hear from you, but they want to hear from God?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Mark, I just wanted to say thank you for having me on the show. Tom, I'm excited for everything that God is going to do, for what he's been doing at the conferences for ISI this year already, and for what's going to happen on the 11th in Illinois. You know, my faith story, I was very fortunate. I come from a long line of godly men, but I also recognize how unique my story is, and unfortunately, how rare my story is. I can't remember a time when I didn't know and love Jesus, but my faith really took a turn, I think, towards discipleship when I was in school. I went to Point Loma Nazarene University in California, and I met and married my wife while still a student, which was incredible. It was awesome. I have no idea how I convinced her to marry me, but I praise Jesus that it did.
What we say where you married up or you kicked beyond the
coverage.
Yeah.
I kick the ball out of the stadium. Yeah. It's not even close. People see us and they assume I either have large amounts of money or wonderful wisdom, neither of which are true. So my wife and I got married, and my wife was such a strong woman of God that very quickly I realized if I'm going to step into the call that God has for me to lead, I've got to step up my game. Hmm. And Christianity for me is going to inform every area of my life. What's interesting is that the Lord then called me into the business world. Hmm. I come from primarily educators, people in medicine, and so there wasn't many business people in my family, but I felt genuinely called into the ministry of corporate America, and it was incredible. You know, for 15 years, my wife and I led mission trips out of the country, taught in the local church, Bible studies, kids ministry, things like that. And then the Lord had other plans. Mm-hmm. The Lord came knocking when business was good. And I always laugh at it. I say, Lord, if you would have come, you know, after the mortgage meltdown or, you know, or one of the great recessions, it really would have been an easier decision to jump ship. But the Lord came around when the economy was back and he called us. And where he called us is really what changed and created a passion in me for men's ministry. So Tom said we share a mutual friend. Kenny Luck has been a dear friend, spiritual mentor for me for over 20 years. And I was a part of his when he began his small men's ministry at Saddleback Church, which then grew to be between 400 and 500 men every week, praising the Lord and hearing his word. And that was when I began to travel a bit with Kenny to do some things with every man. But when the Lord called me into ministry, he sent me to South America. And I told him, but Lord, I'm from North America. Don't you want me to stay up here? And the Lord Jesus took me for the next couple of years to work ministry called Su Refugio, which means his refuge. Mm-hmm. And Su Refugio is a ministry completely built off of God's charge to care for the orphan and the widow in their distress. And this is where my passion for equipping men began, because I've seen the effects of toxic male culture up close. I've watched what happens, and I'm not just talking about men living apathetically or not stepping up to the role that God has for them. I've seen the disaster when one man's life is not a blessing, but really is a curse. You know, we worked in Peru and Paraguay and Argentina in egregious situations. We were rescuing children whose own parents had sold them into the sex trade. Wow. Children who were living on the street. We brought them in to live in our homes. We brought community outreach centers where we would feed kids and teach them God's word. We locked arms with ministries like Kids Around the World and used Kids Story to not only feed kids' stomachs, but feed them with the gospel of Jesus. Mm. And I'll never forget a turning point. I was in Peru, and we were working with a ministry, an orphanage called Caritas Felices, which means smiling faces. And these girls were just unbelievable angels, just wonderful. What they had come through at the hands of the men who were supposed to protect them was heartbreaking. And this orphanage, Mark, was about a mile or so from the ocean. Mm. But the area is so dangerous that the girls had never been to the beach. Now, as a surfer from Southern California, this is treason of the highest order, right? Yeah. This is heresy. Yeah. We need to get these girls to the ocean. And so our team took them to the beach, and watching these girls just splash around the water, it sounds so simple, mm-hmm. right? But it was so beautiful. And one of the girls came over to my wife and I, and in broken English, she asked us if we would write our names on her forearm. Because she said, I don't want to forget either of you. Wow. I don't want to forget you. And what broke my heart most was this girl's arm should have been covered by the name of her earthly father. Hmm. Right? This girl's heart should have been covered by the love and the protection of her earthly father. Now, I praise God that he had rescued these girls and that he had introduced himself to them. You know, and these girls loved the Lord and had found that relationship with their heavenly father. But it started to burn in me, Mark, that when blessing and the curse get swapped, when a husband is supposed to lead and instead he causes the pain, I wanted to trace that cord back to the wall. And I said, Lord, if you want to use me, here I am. If you want to somehow encourage or change, if we can stop broken male culture, you know, before it gets to this point, then that's what I want to commit my life to. You know, I want to see a generation of men who reflect the heart of Jesus, mm-hmm. and who aren't living for themselves, who aren't damaging the people around them, but who are just living radically countercultural. You know, people who are following after what it was, you know, that God called men to. Mm-hmm. And I remember another time we were partnering with another orphanage in South America, and a young girl had come to one of our kids clubs. She had come, it's just kind of like a day club where you hear the gospel, where you get some lunch, and one of her friends had brought her. And she had heard about Jesus. She had heard about this man, right? She had recounted this man who loved her, this man who offered himself for her. Well, the picture of a father that this girl had was she had an abusive alcoholic father. That was the picture of a father that she had. And one night her father was in a drunken rage, maybe worse than normal. And so she snuck out of the house. She ran to her friend's house in the middle of the night. And in the middle of the night, she was banging on her friend's door. And her friend opened the door and she said, what's wrong? And she goes, I need you to take me back to that place. I need you to take me back to that place where they were talking about that man that loves us. I need to be where he is. Right. And so for me, right, it's dad in the home that should be introducing his children to the Lord Jesus. Right? It's dad that should be the one taking and leading his family to the church. And so really that's part of not only my personal testimony, but that's where my passion arose, to see men transformed. And that's why I absolutely love, you know, what Relevant Practical Ministry is doing. And so the opportunity to partner with Tom was such a natural fit, you know, because RPM is such a humble equipping ministry. We've got enough ministries out there, Mark, where you know, the most important name is the one on the back of the jersey. And RPM is just not that way. It's a kingdom building ministry who is looking to disciple and mature men in Christ. And so that's where, for me, I'm so excited to be coming to ISI this weekend. Yeah, I mean, it's a joy. It's a joy for me.
In case you just tuned in, I have Dusty Davis on the phone with us. He's coming in this Saturday for an Iron Sharpens Iron men's conference. And I'm going to have Tom, who's helping coordinate and oversee all the logistics, mention how you can register and find out more information about the event. But Dusty, while I have Tom share a few things, I want you to help the listener understand the heart of God, Father God, Abba God. Because like you said in the example, some of their fathers disappointed them, workaholics, alcoholics, maybe they weren't home. Maybe some of our listeners don't even know who their dad was. And so I want you to explain the heart of Father God, Almighty God, as Jesus told us to call him, Daddy God, which is incredible. But be ready to share a little about that. But Tom, talk about RPM, some unfamiliar with that name, the ministry, and how they can register for this Saturday. Because I want all the men to come out to Springfield and be a part of it. I can't wait.
Sure. Well, Relevant Practical Ministry for Men, which we shortened to RPM because the long title is a mouthful. But yeah, RPM, they can go to www.rpmfm.org. That's our website. And right on the homepage, there's a register button. Or they can click on the Springfield page and go to the Springfield page and register there. And they can see all the seminars that we're going to do. They can see a little bio on both Dusty and Joe Martin, who's the other keynote. So a lot of information. You can download and print all that as well. But yeah, we'd love to have you come. Join us.
Okay, and the conference is this Saturday. What time does it start? And it's kind of unique. You have it ending at 4:55 p.m., and I think that's to emphasize it's going to be done by 5.
That's right. Yes, it's intentional that we say 4:55. But yeah, the doors will open at 7:30, and the conference really begins at 8:30. But we'll have a lot of exhibitors, and you'll be there with the WLUJ booth, and other vendors will be there to exhibit as well. So that's part of the equippingness of it, is they're coming not only to hear and attend some of the seminars, but they're getting exposed to books and curriculums and ministries and opportunities where they might serve or where something they might take back into their own church. So that's the equipping part of these conferences, is not only the speaking and teaching part of it, but the resources that you'll be exposed to at the conference as well that you can take back to your church and continue to invest in men. Mark, the conference is located at First United Methodist Church on Cokie Mill Road in Springfield, Illinois, and the lunch is optional. You don't have to buy a lunch. The idea, the concept, quite honestly, is that you're coming with a group of men from your church. So if you're an individual guy and you're hearing this, we still want you to come, but you can go online and register. $60 for an individual less than 10. And then lunch is additional $10 if you want to buy that. You don't have to, but it will be a Chick-fil-A lunch. So there you go.
And you can find out more at RPMFM. FM, think of radio, RPMFM.org. And you can find out more information. Call up your pastor if he's unaware of the conference and get him and some of the other men in your ministry to come along, carpool it, make it a fellowship time, or call up a neighbor, a friend, a coworker, somebody you know, and come join us this Saturday in Springfield. It's an Iron Sharpens Iron men's conference all day long, ending by 5, so you can plan accordingly, and I think it's going to be a great time. If you've just tuned in, Dusty Davis, he's coming in from California. He has a heart for men's ministry. He has a heart because he also is a father, and he, like God, has a love for people. And Dusty, walk us through. There are people that just don't have a concept of this loving God that cares because their earthly dad maybe was inept or angry or not around or a workaholic or just didn't show them much attention. Talk about this God that we serve and how he does, in fact, love us.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing. Right. It's a difficult thing because as soon as God referred to himself, as soon as Jesus referred to the Father in heaven, it put that context in everyone's life. And whether that was an easy jump for you because your dad was a God-honoring person, or maybe it makes it impossible for us to want to pursue God, depending on our relationship with our earthly father. But the first reality is that God is not our earthly father, right? And the mistakes and the problems that our earthly father has obviously are not true of our father, but we have to encounter him directly because here's the reality. It's our identity as God's children that will shape the trajectory of our life, right? Because our identity is going to inform everything that we do. So our identity specifically as God, as Father, is going to give us the strength, the encouragement, the faith to move out. And God recognized this about his own son. You know, before Jesus had performed any miracles, we see in Matthew chapter 3 at his baptism, that God speaks over him the blessing of a father, right? He says, this is my son, whom I love, in whom I'm well pleased, because God knew that if Jesus was going to be able to do the things that he was calling him to, that he was going to have to understand who he was. But here's where it gets incredible for the follower of Jesus. Ephesians 1:5 says that God predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his perfect pleasure and will. So as God loves the Son, so God loves those who are in Jesus. I think God's heart for the orphan and his encouragement for us to love the orphan really reveals his heart for us. God desires to bring that which was outside his family into his family. John 1:12, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become what?
Children.
To become the children of God. Right, that's who we are. And whether that's an impossible leap because of our past, it does not change the reality that we are God's children, holy and dearly loved. It's what sets the Christian faith apart from every other false teaching that's out there. It's a loving God that came towards us and called us his own and called us his children and brought us into his family. And so the loving heart of the Father is at the core of the Christian life. And if God's man doesn't grab hold of that, he won't have that to give away.
And I think about that verse about God demonstrated his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So it's not a matter of us measuring up, us doing more good than bad, us having a really great week and thinking, oh, now we're in with God. It's while we were sinners, while we were far from him, in fact, maybe hostile to him, that he still pursued us and loves us. And that's what you're going to be talking about this weekend. So I'm encouraging all the men to carve out time, be available this Saturday for an Iron Sharpens Irons men's conference in Springfield. Find out more at rpmfm.org, rpmfm.org. And Tom, I'm going to give you a closing word. If your prayers were going to be answered for this weekend for the men, what would it be? What do you hope God does?
I think what I said in the opening is that men will come and literally have appointments with God, divine appointments. And those take all different forms. Like I said, they can be a conversation between someone they came with. It could be something that Dusty says. It could be the drive there and the drive back where they're having conversations about what they heard and how that applies to their lives. But to leave changed, that they would be different, right? That they would recognize that and that they would leave to desire to be better men, better husbands, better fathers.
All right, listening friends, men and women. Women, encourage your men, your neighbor, your son, your grandson, maybe your father to come to this men's conference, Iron Sharpens Iron in Springfield. Find out more at rpmfm.org. And thank you, Tom. Thank you, Dusty, for being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Monday edition. The conference is this Saturday, so we'll be praying you two up and praying for all the men that they're going to have a life-changing experience. Find out more at rpmfm.org, rpmfm.org. Dusty, I'm going to ask you to pray up for the listener, the listening men that are tuned in today, that God would have their way in their lives, whether they come to the conference or not. Your heart is for all men to know God in deeper and long-lasting ways, but I would encourage the men to come out this Saturday, but close out our program praying for the men that serve as fathers, serve as role models, serve in the workplace, that they would all have a touch from God today.
Yeah, and let's pray. Let's pray. Thanks again, Mark. Heavenly Father, we are so in awe of everything that you have done and that you desire to do. God, even just thinking about the fact that you have brought us into your family, that you have called us your children, Lord, that you've given us your Spirit by which we cry Abba, by which we cry Daddy. It's such an intimate term, Lord, and we praise you for that. And God, I pray that this weekend that men would understand what's at stake. Lord, that it's not only the growth and the maturity of the current generation, Lord, but our responsibility to equip the generation behind us, Lord. I know that it's your desire to free men spiritually, Lord, from whatever it is that they might be prisoners of in this moment, Lord. I know that you want to bring truth, that you promise that we would know the truth and that that is what would set us free, Lord Jesus, and that truth is you. So I pray that this weekend, Lord, that men would take that step of faith, take that step of obedience and gather, Lord Jesus. Your word reminds us that it is good when the men gather together, Lord, for there you command a blessing. And so it's our prayer that you would command a blessing over ISI 2023 in Springfield. Lord, we're coming expectant to watch you do incredible things. And we pray that you would receive all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bring in the day of brotherhood.